我们感谢你今天用出你自己的爱吸引我们到你的面前，说你知道我们每一个人的心中所需要的是什么。我们恳求你在这个聚会中间高举你自己的宝座，设立你自己的王权，你对我们每一个人的心说话，因为你知道我们所需要你超过我们自己对自己所知道的。说我们求主用你真理的光来照耀我们的心，用你的爱吸引我们到你的面前，因为离开你我们就不能做什么。我们把你无用的仆人，无论讲理无论翻译的无论听的都带到你的面前，把我们的朋友我们的同胞放在主你自己手中。说求主你给我们看见你的爱，看见你的光，使我们归向你的名下。你听我们的祷告，我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我要问你们几个问题。
I want to ask you a few questions.
有哪一个人你已经是基督徒的
？Anyone who is already a Christian?
请你把手举起来，我看看。
Just raise your hand.
已经是基督徒的
Christians.
谢谢你们。
Thank you.
手放下来。
Just put out your hand.
我从前也不是基督徒。
In the past, I wasn't a Christian.
我不但不是基督徒
，Not only that I wasn't a Christian.
而且我很。很气基督徒。
I hate Christians very much.
我讨厌了很多的基督徒。
And I disgust a lot of Christians.
他们总是啰啰嗦嗦讲个不停。
Because they talk too much.
总是对人家说你们一定要信耶稣，你们要灭亡一大堆。
Many times they tell you that you must believe in Jesus Christ, if not you'll perish.
我看一些基督徒自己也没有多好。
And I see Christians they are not too good.
不但基督徒不好，老基督徒也不好。
Not only young Christians are no good, even old Christians are no good.
我常常讲不清楚为什么一定要信耶稣。
So many times I think why is that we must be Christians?
直到我真正明白信仰的意义的
时候。Until I understand the meaning of becoming a Christian.
我就发现今天有一些的基督徒已经把基督教曲解了。
And I find that a lot of people have distorted Christianity.
这个信仰不但是很宝贵的。
Even though this not only that this faith is very important.
值得我把我整个生命奉献出来。
It's worth for me to commit my whole life.
把这个信仰也介绍给别人。
Even introduce this faith to others. Faith of Christianity.
那么这样呢，我。这个信主了以后
，and after I believe in Jesus Christ，
我就到处传扬主的道。
I go to every place to preach the gospel。
我跑了几十个国家
，I've turned all the countries that I've been。
对许多人传扬主的福音
，and tell also this Christianity to many people。
那现在我看见世界各地的华人教会都在起来了。
Now I can see that all the Chinese in various places now is revived。
年轻的一代比老的一代更多明白这个信仰的意义。
And the young Christians understand more about Christianity compared to older Christians。
我们年轻人现在知识分子，知识的。程度是高得不得了。
And as a young Christian, we are of all intellectuals.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
那么当一个人知识高的时候呢
？As a one who has more knowledge,
他对信仰就比较更加有苛刻的要求。
He also likes to have demand more for his faith.
所以当一个信仰是可靠的
，So if the faith is reliable,
他不但不会被知识所淘汰掉
，Not only that he will not be cast away by the intellectuals.
一个纯正的信仰会把知识带到正当而正确的功用。
A pure faith also can bring us to the true truth and also the function.
一个人不但需要知识这一方面的事情
，Not only that one needs knowledge，
我们更需要灵性一方面的事情
，All the more we need our spiritual need，
道德方面的事情
，Think of morality，
还有实际生活责任的力量的
，Think about the power and responsibility of practical life。
一个人被造是一个完整的一个人
，Because man is created total and full and perfect。
神的爱可以给我们一个新的力量
，And God's love can give us a full and new strength。
这一次布道会的总题是 God's love。上帝的爱
，and the theme for this evangelistic campaign is God's love。
当我们从前在这个比较左派的思想的学校出现的时候
，when in the past we're studying in the one with more leftist，
我们一提到上帝，有的人就笑起来。
When you talk about God, people just laugh。
他们说这个时代二十世纪还要讲上帝
？It is 20th century. How can you talk about God？
上帝在哪里
？Where is God？
为什么要讲上帝
？Why are you talking about God？
有许多的青年人认为这是很好笑的事。
A lot of young people think that is something to mock at。
那我们这几天好好来思想这个。
But this few days, we want to meditate well this topic。
接着我问第二个问题。
The second question I want to ask。
有哪一个人带圣经来
？Anyone who has brought along your Bible？
请你把圣经举起来，我看看好不好
？Just lift up your Bible。
把圣经举起来。
Just lift up your Bible。
你带圣经来的
？You brought your Bible。
这边的比较多带圣经，那边不带。那么你们带什么来啊
？What do you bring？
你们没有带圣经来的。
If you don't bring your Bible today，
家里有圣经，但是没有带来的。
If you have Bible at home， you haven't brought it，
因为懒惰带圣经。
Because you're lazy，
请懒惰带圣经的举手举手。
Those who are lazy just raise your hand。
举手举手举手，懒惰的举手。
Those who are lazy just raise your hand。
还有一些人有一点良心，承认他懒惰。
Well, there are people who have conscience， 承认 they're lazy。
我相信懒惰的一定更多的。
There are many people who are even more lazy.
但是懒惰的人连举手也懒惰。
Those who are lazy, even more lazy to lift the hand.
所以他就不承认了。
So they do not admit.
我盼望明天你们来的时候。
I hope that tomorrow when you come,
把你的圣经带来。
Bring along your Bible.
我们不是来讲人的话。
We are not coming to talk about man's word.
不是来讲人的学说。
Not man's doctrine.
世界所有无论什么知识，这个无论哲学，无论是主义，无论是政治的理论，你怎么讲都有一天会讨厌。
What is our ideology or theory, political theory in the world? One day you'll be cast away by the age.
但是很奇怪。
But one thing very strange.
有一本书讲了几千年，还继续不断在讲。
There's one book, thousands of years we have spoken about it, and still we are speaking.
就是这本圣经。
That this book is.
而且现在最多这个演讲的讲台，为了这本圣经建起来，为了传讲这本。
And even there are so many speeches who have been spoken just for the sake of preaching about this book.
这本圣经太奇妙了。
This Bible is so wonderful.
两百年前在法国有一派的哲学叫做 Encyclopedic School of Philosophy.
200 years ago, there was a stream of this intellectual called Encyclopedic School.
那么重要的人是谁呢？
Who are the important figures?
就是 Voltaire.
Voltaire.
还有这个 Lemaître.
Lemaître.
还有 L'Ambert.
L'Ambert.
还有 Diderot.
Diderot.
The Diderot 是最重要的人之一。
Diderot is one of most important figures.
这些人都反对圣经的。
These people oppose the Bible.
反对上帝。
Oppose God.
反对教会。
Oppose the church.
那么他们相信那个自然神。
They believe a natural God.
因为他无法解释万有这么奇妙从哪里来。
They cannot explain how this is what is so amazing, where does it come from?
相信神和相信耶稣是两件事。
To believe in God and to believe in Jesus Christ are two different things.
所以他们说我相信上帝，但是不要耶稣。
So they say I will believe in God, but I don't want Jesus.
所以这本圣经他们更不相信。
To this Bible, they do not believe.
这些人在法国。
These people are in France.
其中一个思想家叫 Voltaire 讲一句话。
Voltaire is one of the thinkers. He spoke this statement.
他说人类越来越进步了。
He said man is now more advanced.
所以这本古老的犹太人的历史书没有什么用。
So this historical book of Jews is no use.
现在还有一些人看圣经。
Now there are people who read the Bible.
他说再过五十年以后呢？
But 50 years later.
你们如果要看圣经，
if you want to read the Bible,
你没有地方可以找了。
There's no way you can find it.
只有在博物馆里面你会看到。
You can only read it in a museum.
我再讲一次啊。
I said again.
就是 Voltaire 讲的。
Voltaire said it.
他说五十年以后。
50 years later,
如果人类要再找圣经，
if people want to look at the Bible,
但是书店找不到，
they can find the bookstore,
只能到回到博物馆里面去看。
They can only go to the museum and read it.
圣经是神的话语，
but the Bible is the word of God.
所以当 Voltaire 讲这句话的时候，
so after Voltaire spoken this statement,
神从天上说，哈，你说什么？
God said, what are you saying?
你说五十年以后没有人看圣经。
They say 50 years later, nobody is going to read the Bible.
神是很幽默的上帝。
God is a humorous God.
神是很奇妙的上帝。
God is an amazing God.
过了五十年以后，
50 years later.
人看不看圣经？
Do people still read the Bible?
人不但看圣经，
not only they read,
印更多的圣经，
even more than they print,
买更多的圣经，
they bought even more,
不但自己买了，
not only they buy themselves,
买去送给别人，
they bought it and give it to others.
虽然圣经这么厚，
even though the Bible is so thick,
越来越多人看，
the more people is going to read.
Voltaire 讲五十年以后没有人看圣经。
Voltaire said 50 years later, nobody is going to read the Bible.
五十年以后，
but 50 years later,
你知道什么事情发生？
You know what things happen?
他讲那句话的那个房子给瑞士圣经公会买去专门印圣经。
Even the room that he was saying that he spoke this statement was bought over by the Swiss scripture society and printed the Bible there.
所以上帝常常同人开玩笑。
Sometimes God is so humorous.
人有时候同上帝开玩笑。
Sometimes man joke with God.
上帝你要开玩笑，我也同你开玩笑。
I say, okay, you joke, I'll joke with you.
但有时候上帝的开玩笑好好笑，有时候上帝开玩笑不好笑。
Sometimes the joke coming from God is humorous, sometimes it is not.
所以我们比较仔细一点来思想信仰。
So now we want to think it in more detail.
今天我要大家读一节的圣经。
I want to read together with you a passage of the Bible.
诗篇第六十二篇里面来的。
Psalm 62。
诗篇六十三篇。
Psalm 63。
我们要从第一节念到第三节。
Reading from verse 1 to verse 3。
有圣经的分给没有圣经的人看。
Those who have Bible share with those who do not have Bible。
诗篇六十三篇第一到第三节。
Psalm 63 verses 1 to 3。
上帝啊，你是我的上帝，我要切切地寻求你，在干旱疲乏无水之地，我刻想你，我的心切慕你，我的圣所忠诚如此瞻仰你，我要见你的能力和你的荣耀。
O God, thou art my God, I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee, my flesh faints for thee. As in the dry and weary land where no water is, so I have looked upon thee in the sanctuary, beholding thy power and glory. Because of thy steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise thee.
第三节我们一同大家开始。
Verse 3, shall we read together aloud?
以你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。Everybody, 1, 2, 3.
Because thy steadfast love is better than life, My lips will praise thee.
颂赞你。我们读经就到这个地方。
We started reading here.
在前本圣经里面提到许多处神与爱这两个字之间的关系。
In the whole Bible is mentioned many times about God and love.
但是没有一件圣经比这些的圣经把爱与人的生命配合得更好。
But there's no single passage where mentioned about love and man's life even more intimately.
在这里大卫讲一句话。
Here David says,
他说上帝啊，你的慈爱比我的生命还更好。
He said, God, thy mercy is better than my life.
Thy loving kindness is better than my life.你的慈爱比我的生命更好。
Thy loving kindness is better than my life.
这句话什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of this statement?
要人的生命需要上帝的爱去成全它。
That is, man's life needs God's love to complete it.
讲这句话的人不是普通人。
The one who spoke this statement, the ordinary man.
如果你说我已经有事业上的成就，我不需要上帝。
You say I already have business success, I do not need this love.
你说我有许多可爱的儿女，我已经满足了，不需要上帝。
And I have many lovable children, I do not need God's love anymore.
你说我世界的钱财统地位，我的生命已经满足了，我不需要。
And if you say that I have wealth and possessions, well, I do not need this love anymore.
那你知道写这些圣经的人不是普通的人。
Do you know the one who wrote this statement is not ordinary man?
写这本圣经、写这些圣经的人是所罗门王的父亲。
The one who wrote this statement is the father of King Solomon.
他自己这个伟大的君王。
He is such a mighty king.
在政治上有成就。
In politically, he was successful.
在经济上有富有。
Economically, he was so wealthy.
在土地上常常得胜。
And also, he was so victorious over the land.
是他留下了大片的土地，让他的儿女，让他的儿子Solomon 可以做和平的君王。
He was the one who gave this inheritance to King Solomon.
你说犹大的王，这个以色列的王，也就是这个大卫，他没有享受吗？
You know this King Israel, he doesn't enjoy himself.
他的享受太大。
He has so much enjoyment.
他的荣耀太大了。
He has so much glory.
他享受了女人的爱情。
He enjoyed the love of woman.
他享受了世界物质的尊贵。
And all the materialistic honor.
他享受了部下对他的尊重。
And even the obedience and honor coming from the subordinates.
今天有多少的君王，下面的人恨他恨得不得了。
There are so many kings, people just hate them.
但因为他的权柄很大，所以下面的人只能不得不唯命是从。
But because he is so powerful, people only but submit unwillingly.
但大卫不是如此。
But King David is different.
尤其是在困难的时候。
There was one when he was in difficulty.
遥遥看到。是这个伯利恒城。
From far away, he sees the city of Bethlehem.
我多么盼望那个和伯利恒城井旁的那个水。
How he desired to drink the water of the well of Bethlehem.
当他讲这句话的时候呢
？When he spoke this statement,
下面的三个将领听见了。
There are three generals under him.
他们为了爱领袖，爱到一个地步。
Because they love their head,
冒着仇敌的危险。
And even through their risking their lives,
冲过敌军的阵营。
And risking their lives through the army,
跑到伯利恒城那里。
Went to the city of Bethlehem.
从那里拿水来给他们的领袖。
Then they draw the well water and give it to their head. 你
看见他们的部下怎么样尊重，怎么样敬爱他。
You know how they honor him.
但是当大卫看见这个水的时候，他把它倒在地上。
But at the time when this King David saw the water, he just poured it on the ground.
他说：“虽然我很愿意喝这个水，岂能喝我的部下冒生命的危险取来的水吗？”
You say, even though I desire this water, how can I take this water that my general risk their life to attain?
那个伟大的领袖。
And such a great leader.
这样的人在世界上很满足了吗？
Is he very satisfied?
他不是从这世界领受满足。
He doesn't receive all the satisfaction from the world.
他转过来。
But he turned.
为创造天地万物的上帝说。
To God who has created heaven and earth.
上帝啊，你的慈爱比我的生命更好。
God, thy loving kindness is better than my life.
这句话要给多少的人一个伟大的启发。
It's such a great inspiration to many people.
你的生命满足吗？
Are you satisfied with your life?
你的生命已经成全了吗？
Is your life complete?
你感到你在这个世界上已经满意了吗？
Are you finally satisfied in this world?
如果大卫王应有尽有还不满意，
If King David has everything yet he's not satisfied,
我们今天有什么可夸的？
And today what is there for us to boast?
在这里给我们看一个伟大的一个真理。
So we can see one great truth.
生命和爱之间的关系。
The relation of love and life.
爱是从生命出来的吗？
And love, does it come from life?
或者生命是从爱出来的吗？
Or does life come from love?
当两个青年人男女相爱，结了婚。 生了一个孩子，他那个孩子说这是我们爱情的结晶。
When two young people love and get married and have a child, they say this is the crystallization of our love.
这爱怎么样结成晶，变成一个孩子，我是不大明白。
How can this love crystallize and become a baby? I do not understand.
为什么 crystallize?
How can it crystallize?
结晶变成一个孩子。
How can it crystallize and become a baby?
爱产生了生命。
And it is love that produces life.
当我们爱一个人的时候
，But when we love somebody,
我们的爱是从生命出来的。
And our love comes from our life.
所以是生命产生爱，或者爱产生生命。
So is it life that produces love, or love that produces life?
如果生命可以产生爱的话
，If life can produce love,
那么爱就比产生爱的生命更小。
Then life is smaller than the life that love is smaller than the life that produces.
但是如果爱可以产生生命的话
，But if love can produce life,
生命就比这个爱产生生命的爱还更小。
Then life is smaller than this love that can produce life.
但是这里所提的生命是被造的生命。
But here he talks about a created life.
这里所提的爱却不是被造的爱。
It is not a created life that we're mentioning.
所以这些生命就特别宝贵了。
So that's why this passage is very precious.
我的生命是被造的生命。
My life is a created life.
但是我的生命需要创造生命的爱来填满它。
But my life needs the created love to fulfill it.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
当被造的生命有创造的爱来充满的时候
，When this created life has the created love to fill it,
这个被造的生命就被成全起来。
Then this created life can be fulfilled.
有哪一个爱不需要生命来长大的
？Is there any love that need no life to be completed?
Need no love.
Need no love to be completed.
有哪一个生命没有真正的生命，它可以正常的吗
？And also any love without this life it can be normal.
今天的世界有许多的人，他们的心理不正常。
A lot of people today are so abnormal in their life.
因为他们所受的爱不正常。
Because the love they receive is abnormal.
当你领受的爱不正常的时候，你的生命的发展也就不正常。
When the love that you receive is abnormal, also the life that you develop also is abnormal.
当你的生命发展不正常，你与人之间的交流 communication 也就不正常。
When the life is abnormal, your communication with other people also is abnormal.
当你领受的爱不正常，你的身份、你的社会的身份，从心里的这个感应也就不正常。
When the love that you receive is abnormal, also your social status also is abnormal.
当心理学广泛的被人研究的时候，也就是很多人有心理病的时候。
At a time when people study psychology, at a time when people are psychologically sick.
当心理学是广泛被需要的时候，也就是这个世界有许多不正常现象。
When psychology is widely needed, which means a lot of abnormal phenomena happen in this world.
我们今天的世界就是这样的一个世界。
Today's time is the world we are living in.
今天世界最大的问题不是原子大的问题。
The greatest problem of today is not the problem of atomic bomb.
今天世界最大的问题不是氢气大的问题。
And not about hydrogen bomb.
今天世界最大的问题是社会中间没有真正的爱存在的问题。
The greatest problem for society today is that there is no true love that exists in the world.
当你看西方社会外表的时候，你看见有条不紊，非常的规矩。
You will see the Western world today; it is so orderly.
但是我们更深一层的注意的时候，你看法律签字，人的道德的行动是作为爱产生出来的主动性。
Now, if we were to study more in depth, we see that man is so moved by law rather than by love.
因为人在法律的限制之下，所以人不能随便行动。
Because under the restraint of love, we cannot a law, we cannot do as we like.
所以我们不得不对人好，不得不对人客气，不得不对人有一些比较像样的外表的表达。
That's why we got to be better than others. We have the better conduct.
你为什么呢
？Why？
因为如果你对人没有礼貌，他会告你的。
Because if you are ill mannered, people can sue you.
他认为你这个人是 discrimination.
They say you are discrimination.
所以你现在就受了威胁。
Now you are being mannered.
你就不得不对人好一点。
So you want to be better than others.
但是这不是真正人与人人文的基础。
But this is not the real foundation of human relationship.
人文的基础应当是从真正的爱产生出来。
Human relationships must emit from true love.
今天真正的爱在什么地方呢
？But today, where's the true love?
这是个很大的问题。
This is a big question.
我们需要回到上帝的面前来。
We need to come back to God.
当一个人对上帝的爱所充满，去发生对别人的爱的时候
，At a time when man is filled with the love of God and to love others,
他的伦理是主动的，不是被动。
His morality is taking initiative by himself.
因为这个缘故，圣经说整个律法的总纲是出于爱。
Because of that, the Bible says the summation of all law is love.
命令的总归是爱。
And also the origin of law is love.
当一个人他遵行律法的时候，他爱人的时候，他就成全了律法。
At a time when one practices love, then love of law, then love is accomplished.
那我要问，爱是什么
？Now what is love?
有的人已经做了夫妇，做了几十年，还在问什么叫做爱？他不懂。
There are people who have been married for years, but still they're asking, what is love?
那有一些十一二岁的孩子好像很懂，他也会讲我爱你，你爱我。
But for those kids, 11 or 12 years old, they can even know love. They say, I love you and you love me.
青年人十多岁，他都会讲爱的问题。
Young people, 10 or 12 years, they know how to say about love.
他们不知道爱是什么，已经用了最深最深的名词来描写他们的爱情。
They do not know what is love, but yet they can use a very profound terminology to describe a love.
什么叫做爱？
What is love?
我们中国的孔子、这个孟子都用人字来表示爱。
Confucius and also mentions he uses this humanity to mention about love.
我讲人是人应当是 mercy 一种 tenderness 仁爱的那个人。
Either mercy or human kindness, there are many different translations.
我不知道英文应该怎么讲人。Human kindness 啊，这个人这个字来表达爱。
Human kindness, they use this to manifest love.
也许中国人比较含蓄，所以讲爱毛就站起来的，所以呢不知道好。
Maybe Chinese are more conservative. When I talk about love, your hair will stand.
所以我们用人这个字呢来提到人与人之间的关系。
That's why you use this word human kindness to mention about human relationship.
所以中国讲爱。
So Chinese talk about love.
孟子讲爱。
And also Mencius talk about love.
墨子讲爱。
墨子 also talk about love.
老子也在讲爱。
老子 also talk about love.The Western people also talk about love.
在希腊人中间呢，他们也讲爱。
Even the Greek also speak about love.
在苏格拉底以前就比较少讲这个字了。
Even before the Socrates, but they seldom talk about love.
在苏格拉底以前多注重这个 metaphysics 的问题。
Because they place emphasis more on metaphysics.
他们大家都在讨论就宇宙的来源、根本的现象到底是什么。
They speak about the origin of the universe and also the basic phenomena.
在看得见的世界的背后，看不见的基本的实体到底是什么。
The world which is visible, what is that behind which is invisible? What's the foundation of that?
Behind the visible world, what is the ultimate reality of the invisible support? 那么这样的这个世界是根据哪一个看不见的原理而来的？
So this world then comes from the invisible foundation or principle.
那么到了苏格拉底以后，他就比较诸多提到关于人与人之间的问题。
When it comes to Socrates, they talk more on human relationship.
一提到道德的时候，爱就是一个很重要、很重要的方面。
So when they talk about morality, love then is a very important link.
那么在希腊文里面就有几个不同的字来描写这个爱。
So in Greek, there are a few words to describe this love.
有一个字叫做 eros.
Eros
这个字，我讲你们听到英文的时候听到 erotic， 你就明白了。
Erotic in English.
那么 erotic 什么意思呢
？What is erotic?
一提到 erotic 就表示这是人男女之间身体之间的接触。
That is the type of contact coming between male and female.
那么这个身体之间的性的接触就产生一种这个感情了。
The sexual type of contact have this erotic effect.
这个叫做 eros.
Eros.
那原来 eros 意思是不是专指这个呢？我告诉你，不是的。
Originally, the meaning of eros is not this meaning.
如果你读柏拉图的哲学的原文，你看见他用 eros 不但的描写人体的接触，更描写关于对于这个真理的爱慕。
If you read about the book of Plato, not only talk about eros, about male and female relationship, it also talk about love for truth.
所以当一个人爱慕真理的时候
，a time when man desires truth,
那个爱慕也可以用 eros 表达出来。
And that or that desire can be expressed by eros.
第二个字是什么呢
？The second word,
那个就是普通我们用的 philia 那个字。
Philia，
你们这个城市叫 Philadelphia。
Philadelphia, that's the name of this city.
Philia 就是那个 phila 那个字的根。
That is the root word of that phileo, philia.
Philadelphia 就是兄弟相爱的意思。
Philadelphia, philia and adelphoi.
这个 philia 和 adelphoi 两个字把它配起来。
So philia and adelphoi coming together and become Philadelphia.
这种爱是什么爱呢？
So what type of love is this?
这种爱是比较属于理性的爱。
It is more rationalistic love.
友谊之间的爱。
The friendship that love.
朋友对朋友的爱。
The friend and friend, they have the love.
兄弟姐妹之间的爱。
The brother and sister, they have the love.
老师对学生的爱。
And the teacher and the pupil, the love.
学生对老师的爱。
And the pupil loving to the master.
这个社会之间人伦的爱。
The love of society.
那这个叫做 philia.
This is called philia.
但是当他们提到关于上帝的爱的时候。
When they talk about the love of God.
希腊人就不用这两个字。
The Greek doesn't use these two words.
不用 eros.
They don't use eros.
不用 philia 这两个字。
Philia.
在圣经里面说用上帝爱用另外一个字。
They use another way in the Bible.
那是 agape，
agape，
神的爱是超过人与人之间的爱。
That God's love transcends human love。
神的爱不是肉身之间的爱。
It's not a physical love that is God's love。
神的爱不是单单理性之间的爱。
And also, it is not a rationalistic love。
那是超过这个爱。
Because that transcends this love。
创造者对被造者之间的爱。
There's a creator loving the creator realm。
超越我们的理性的爱。
That transcends our rationality。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord。
西方提到这种爱。
The Westerners talk about this love。
东方也 思想什么叫做爱。
The Eastern also thinking about love.
我们刚才提的孔孟学校的人是一个很重要的事。
So we talk about this human kindness in 孔子 and 孟子。
这叫仁爱。
Talk about we see human kindness.
到了墨子的时候呢
，coming to the time of 墨子，
把这爱广大更广的发出去。
You talk about the even a wider scope of love.
所以他提到兼爱的问题。
Even wider scope of love.
这个兼爱是什么意思呢？
This 兼爱 a wider scope of love.
就是不单单爱你自己，也要爱别人，如同你自己。
That is not only that you don't love yourself, you love others as yourself.
把这个天下当作你的亲人一样来看待。
Using the whole world as your relative.
所以如果你能爱别人的父亲，如同爱你的父亲。
You can love others, parents as your own parents.
爱别人的孩子，如同爱你的孩子。
Loving others, children as your own children.
爱别人的兄弟，如同爱你的兄弟。
Loving others, brothers and sisters as your own brothers and
sisters. 那么这种把别人当作自己亲人的爱，这个兼爱就可以普及到全天下。
And this ungrateful love can actually fulfill the whole world.
我想这是很伟大的爱，对不对？
Great.
能够把别人的老人当作自己的老人。
You treat the old folks to others as your old folks.
这个不简单的。
This is not easy.
我们看见自己的爸爸都不大高兴，看别人爸爸更。
A lot of people even do not like to look at their own parents. How can they love other parents?
看自己的孩子都气死了，看别的孩子连看都不看。
And even they dislike their own children. How can they like other children?
看自己的兄弟都很麻烦了，还有一大堆兄弟做什么
？And even most of us look at their own brother. How can they look at other brothers?
多一事不如少一事。
So it's better to make less one hassle.
当有一天当你有这样的爱的时候
，One day if there's an ungrateful love,
把别人弟弟当作自己的弟弟
，You treat others as brothers as your brothers.
把别人的孩子当作自己的孩子
，Others child as your own children.
把别人父母当作自己的父母
，Others parents your own parents，
这都是很好的。
This is good，
只要不要把别人太太当作自己太太就好了。
Do not make others wife as your own wife，
那就很麻烦了。
That's troublesome。
所以这个接纳有一些的方面不能突破的。
So there is some of this limitation for ungrateful love that you can break through。
孙中山今天就讲博爱的精神了。
This Dr. Sun Zhong San, he said this ungrateful love.
这是也是很伟大的事情。
This is something which is great too.
但是什么叫做爱呢
？But what is love then?
我个人认为，圣经里面把爱呢用两个时代来分发出来。
I feel that this Bible has used two periods to define love.
换句话说，有一件事把人类的历史分成两半。
There's one event that divided the human history into two halves.
那一件事是什么呢
？What is that event?
那一件事就是耶稣钉十字架的那一件事。
That is when Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
我相信我们基督徒都会背约翰三章十六节。
I truly believe Christians can recite
对不对
John chapter 3 verse 16.
这也是很出名了。
It's very famous.
全世界知道了。
Everybody knows.
我相信你们会也会背的。那我们是来背好不好
？Shall we recite this one?
一二三，上帝爱
the world，
大大声一点，大声。
Louder, please.
大声一二三，上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡。反得永生的
life，
基督徒都会背这些圣经。
Christian all can recite this word，
但是很多基督徒很可惜，只会背这一些圣经。
But only very beautiful, only Christians can only recite only this word。
除了这些，别的都不会背了。
Other than this word, they cannot recite any other verse。
也介绍另外一些圣经给你。
But today I want to introduce to you another verse。
那一些圣经照样是约翰写的。
Also written by John，
照样很重要。
Also important，
照样论到这个爱。
Also talking about this love，
照样是第三章。
Also in chapter 3，
照样十六节。
Also verse 16。
不是约翰三章十六节
，Not in John 3:16，
是约翰一书三章十六节。
First John chapter 3，
我们大家来念好不好？
Read together，
现在打开来。约翰一书三章十六节。
First John chapter 3 verse 16，
我们来看这一节圣经到底讲些什么。
First John chapter 3 verse 16，
约翰一书在哪里啊
？Where is First John？
在哪里啊
？Do you know？
约翰一书在哪里？在创世纪的前面。
Before、
对不对
？Genesis，
约翰一书在哪里
？Where is the First John？
很多基督徒找圣经找来找去，就从创世纪的前面找，因为那边有目录。
A lot of Christians find the Bible, but they only find from the content.
我看见
the content.
很多的牧师好的不得了，越好的牧师产生越坏的基督徒。
There are a lot of good pastors, but they produce bad Christians.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他什么都替基督徒做。
Because they do everything on their behalf.
所以连几百几十几面都，所以这个基督徒从来不会找圣经。
Even read the page number to them so that they cannot find their own Bible.
所以今天我不要告诉你几面。
I'm not going to tell you which page.
约翰一书
First John
三章
chapter 3
十六节
verse 16。
翻到了我们一同来念。
We read together when you find it.
一二三。
By this we know love.
你们还没有找到吧？找到了没有
？Have you found it?
不是约翰三章十六节。
First John, not John.
约翰一书三章十六节。
First John chapter 3
翻到一同来念。一二三。主为我们舍命，我们
从此就知道
何为爱。我们也是应当为弟兄舍命。我再读一次，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命。
By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we also lay down our life for the brethren.
By this we know love.
接着这样我们就晓得爱。
By this, what is this?
这个是什么呢?
This is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross.
这是基督耶稣在十字架上的牺牲。
So the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
基督耶稣的牺牲。
Is the climax of the revelation of God.
就是整个神的启示的高峰。
The crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
基督耶稣被钉十字架。
The concrete revelation of God's love.
是神那个爱具体化的这个显示。感谢上帝。 Praise the Lord.
这件事情保罗没有记载下来。And
Paul did not record this verse.
保罗没有这样表达。
Paul did not express it.
这一些这样清楚的意义。
Paul did not express love in such a wonderful way.
彼得也没有。
Peter didn't.
他们都提到爱。
But they mentioned about love.
都提到耶稣被钉十字架。
They mentioned about Jesus Christ being crucified.
但是约翰讲了一句最重要的话语。
But John said this very important statement.
我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。
By this we know what love is.
所以这里我请大家注意一件事情。
So I want you to pay attention to here.
耶稣在哥哥他山上被钉十字架。
And Golgotha, he was nailed on the cross.
这一件历史的事实。
This historical fact.
是结束了所有对爱的哲学性的讨论。
It ended a lot of philosophy. Discussion about love.
It ended all the discussion in philosophy concerning love. 在这里把一个最实在的东西提出来了。
Here, what is more practical is being mentioned.
在哲学里面，爱是一个讨论。
In philosophy, love is only about a discussion.
在哲学里面，爱是一个思想。
In philosophy, it's only about a thinking.
在哲学里面，爱是一种课题的表达。
It is only about objective manifestation.
但是在耶稣基督身上，爱是一个牺牲的实际行动。
But then, upon Jesus Christ, it is a real and practical sacrifice.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
无论是西方的哲学。
No matter the Western philosophy,
无论是东方的宗教,
no matter the Eastern religion,
无论是古代的思想,
no matter the ancient thought,
无论是近代的研讨,
no matter the recent discussion,
都把爱当作人思想里面的一个小题目,
in end mentioning it, but love a small subject of discussion.
但是在耶稣基督的身上不是如此,
but upon Jesus Christ, it's not so.
爱不是一个理念, 爱是一个行动,
but love is not something with some inner, but it's an act.
爱不是思想的课题, 爱是一个实际.
It is not an object of discussion, but rather a very manifest love which is practiced. This is a great statement indeed.
约翰说：“基督为我们舍命，我们从此就知道。”
And John said that Christ died for us, therefore we know what is love.
我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。
By love to death, we know what is love.
这句话什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of this statement?
这就告诉我们 the cross of Jesus is the dividing point in the history of the epistemology of man concerning love.
就是耶稣基督的死就成为我们整个历史这个知识论里面的主题，在对爱的一个分法。 And that divide, before Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross, man's understanding of love is different kind. But after he has been crucified, then it's a different type of love that we understand. The cross has divided it into two halves. Many times we think that the cross has divided mankind into two halves. One is the victorious sinner, one is the perished sinner. Not only that, this love of God divides in space. Also, the epistemology of the time is being divided into two halves. Praise the Lord. Henceforth, we know what is love. Why is that this statement is written by John? Because the understanding of John to love is different from other disciples. That is, John is the one who placed emphasis on the communication of man and man's love. That's why the theology influenced the Orthodox Church.
如果在这个Protestant的思想里面是注重的是因信称义的教理,
if the Protestant only emphasize on the justification by faith,
那么在这个东正教的思想里面注意的是 union with Christ, 与基督联合的这个教理.
So the Eastern Orthodox, they emphasize on the union with Christ.
那么这个与基督联合的教理是从约翰的思想所影响下来.
So this doctrine of reunion with Christ comes from John himself.
那为什么约翰有这一个特别的感受呢?
Why is it John has this special feeling?
耶稣的门徒里面，他是年纪最轻的一个人。
He is the youngest among the disciples of Jesus Christ.
当主拣选他的那一天
，When Jesus Christ chose him，
他清楚知道他比别人更幼小。
He knew that he was younger than others.
竟然被主爱上了。
But he was loved by Jesus Christ.
所以他非常感受这个爱。
So he could feel this love.
如果我们说耶稣爱他过于爱其他的门徒，未免讲不过去。
If we say that Christ Jesus loved him more than other disciples, probably it's not appropriate.
但是如果我们说约翰比别的门徒感受主的爱更多，我是非常肯定的。
But if I were to say that John can understand more about the love of Jesus Christ, probably I can agree.
当耶稣被卖的前夜
，before the night before the Jesus Christ was being sold，
设立的圣餐的时候
，when he instituted the Last Supper，
那个时候有许多很会辩论的人在那里讲话。
A lot of people who know how to argue were speaking then.
彼得站起来为自己的寻道精神做了个非常响亮的述说。
And Peter was narrating about his spirit of martyrdom.
但是呢，约翰不是如此。
But John was not so.
约翰把他的头放在耶稣的胸怀里面。
Where he rests his head upon the bosom of Jesus Christ.
眼睛闭起来可以想象这幅美丽的图画。
So you can just close your eye, imagine this beautiful picture.
年轻的约翰把他的头放在耶稣的胸怀里面。
Young John just rests his head on the bosom of Jesus Christ.
有一点像撒娇的小孩子差不多钻进去一样的。
Just like a small child, they rest in the bosom of mother.
主啊，我爱你。
Lord, I love you.
我要了解你的爱更多。
I want to understand more about your love.
也就是这种的感受，从这种生命的表达，使他在耶稣被卖的时候最靠近耶稣。
It is this our love, this our manifestation of understanding that he was so close to Jesus Christ before he was near the cross.
当耶稣被卖的那个晚上，彼得跟随耶稣。
The night when Jesus was betrayed, Peter followed Jesus Christ.
当耶稣被卖的那个晚上，约翰也跟随耶稣。
The night when he was betrayed, John also followed Jesus Christ.
不同的地方在哪里呢
？Why is it different then?
彼得远远跟随主。
Peter followed him far away.
一面看风，一面转舵。
And he was steering the course.According to the wind.
这一段的距离使他可以为自己的平安做一些的调整。
To keep a distance so that he can manage his distance and not stay his course.
约翰不是如此。
But John is not so.
因为那个爱的感受。
Because the feeling of that love.
他只能紧紧跟随。
That only he followed Jesus quite closely.
他不能离太远。
He cannot depart too far.
他的心要他靠近耶稣。
Because his heart desired he followed closely.
我不知道他是否一直跟到十字架上。
I don't know whether he followed until Jesus Christ went to the cross.
可能他也逃走。
Maybe.He ran away. Maybe he did not.
最后，如果他有逃走，他还是跑回山上。
Finally, if he did, but then he ran back to the mountain.
一步一步站到各个他山上的。
When step by step he gone to Golgotha.
我们可以想象的看见耶稣一滴一滴的血被流，被人用鞭子打。流的血从他的头上滴到泥土上，他看见那一条痕迹的道路。
We can see the trail, probably that he can see that Jesus Christ's blood was dripping at the wound that he was being whipped and injured.
当他来到哥哥他山上的时候
，When he came to Golgotha,
看见教会的这些长老不是都不在。
He did not see the scribe and the priest in the church.
牧师传道都在忙着预备讲章，没有来。
And even the preachers, the pastors, busy preparing their sermon, did not come.
青年团契的人都去 disco 去了。
And even MYFers goes to this.Disco.
怎么搞的都不在这里呢
？Why they are not here？
只有妇女团体派几个代表来了。
Only the women's society have a few representatives.
这几个妇女的大概以为她是女人，大家人家不大容易欺负女人。
Probably this woman feel that they are women, they cannot be easily be bullied.
所以弱者在大危难中间变成强者。
So those who are actually weak by in the time of difficulty, they are actually very strong.
这几个妇女非常哀痛的在十字架的下面，她们痛苦忧伤，表达出她们是没有办法。
So very sorrowfully, they cry below the cross, manifesting that they have no way out.
不多讲话，诚信的约翰。
And this John who doesn't speak much.
虽然他的个性像雷子一样的暴躁。
Even though he's called the son of thunder.
但在外面硬的人，里面软是很多人不知道。
But a lot of people who are so hard outside, but inside they're so soft.
他竟然跪在十字架下面。
And he knelt before the cross.
他现在知道一件事情了。
Now that he knows one thing.
什么事情呢
？What's that?
我不能解释的事情。
That I cannot explain.
就是这就是爱。
This is love.
当约翰来到十字架下面的时候
，When John came before the cross,
风在那里吹着
，and the wind was blowing.
我强盗在旁边跟着耶稣被钉
，the two thieves were being nailed on the cross.
那个妇女在那里哀哭
，and the women were weeping there.
他们没有别的办法
，and there's no other way.
约翰也到这里来了
，John was there too.
他跪在十字架的下面
，he nailed before the cross.
各个塔山上没有哲学的讨论。
Golgotha, there's no more philosophical discussion.
在各个的山上没有政治的纷争。
No more political divisions.
在各个的山上没有世人的报仇。
No more revenge of
humankind.
There's no more this army
conflict.
But it is a practical manifestation of God's love and man's response. When His love is being manifested here, and He saw that Jesus Christ was being near the cross, and He was near the cross, and the blood was dripping down. There is no more discussion. He was very ashamed in the past. He boasted about himself. And then he sat down quietly, totally quiet now. And the revelation came into his heart. What is this? What is the cross? God loved the world. That He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in should not perish, but have eternal life. That is love. And that revelation comes into His heart. God gave His life for us. Henceforth we know what is love. God gave His life for us. Henceforth we know what is love. Tonight in the name of God, there's no greater love in the whole world. No perfect love. No more profound love. No more practical love. But only you can see the love from the cross of Jesus Christ. When John, when he was old, when he had a long beard, long and white beard, when he was old, when he took the trembling hands, when he was writing, he wrote the greatest book, Bible, in the whole world, and the greatest narration of love, God loved the world. That He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Tonight, in the name of God, do you know this Christ? Do you know this Lord? Praise the Lord. He is the Son of God coming to the world. And also He has a life, and also a righteous status, a one who is sinless, to die for you and for me. There's no greater love.
No greater love.
没有再更大的爱了.
No greater love.
没有再更大的爱了.
And then the love of one had been manifested on the cross in the cover.
那曾经在加勒的上显示出来的大爱. Praise the Lord. Tonight you can open your heart. Because this love will enter into your heart.
充满你,
to fill your heart.
来改变你,
to change you.
来成全你,
to complete your life.
使你有一个新的生活,
so that you can have a new living.
有新的感觉,
new feeling.
新的生命,
new life.
有新的方向,
new direction.
从前都是不可能的事,
whether you deem impossible in the past, now it's possible.
从前是消极的事,
now in the past it was negative, now it's positive.
从前悲观的事, pessimistic and optimistic.
In the past was pessimistic, now it's optimistic.
All the negative ones will be positive.
It becomes positive. In the darkness, now in the light. Praise the Lord.
你可不可能?
Are you willing?
我曾经把我的心打开过.
I have reopened my heart before.
当我打开的时候很难开, 因为好几年没有开过.
When I opened it, it's so difficult because for so many years it was locked.
我说, 主啊, 给我力量,
I said, Lord, let me have strength to open it.
当我打开的时候,
when I open it,
那个爱进来,
the love came into my heart.
我就改变了.
Then I was changed.
我已认识了这个爱.
I know this love.
我就永远不回到过去的路去.
I never return to the way in the past.
今天晚上,
and tonight,
爱我的上帝,
the God who loved me,
也照样爱你,
truly also He loved you.
对我讲话的上帝,
the God who spoke to me,
也照样对你讲,
He also speak to you.
我要对你,
He wants to say to you,
我爱你,
I love you.
我要改变你,
I want to change you.
我要把新的生命给你,
giving you a new life.
我问你可,
are you willing?
你对主说,
you say to the Lord,
主我在这里,
Lord, I'm here.
我需要,
I need you. Open the door of your heart.
我问你可,
Are you willing to bow before for a word of prayer?
And break through the limit of the history, come to the man. Thank you for the crucifixion. Make us know and understand what is the love of God. Now we come to you to open our hearts. We come to you, confess our sins. And we come to you to be submissive before you. We come to you to open our mind and say, Lord Jesus, pour out your love in my heart. Give me the new life, the new direction, the new nature, a new existence, so that I can be recreated as a new being. Change my life. Change my family. Change the relationship between husbands and wives in our society. And change the atmosphere and the living in our family. Change our surroundings and environment. Change this nation. Change everything, God. Changing everyone, each of us, which had been made possible to come to attend this meeting by revealing yourself to us. 主啊，感谢你，你曾经把你自己的爱向我们启示。主啊，你给我们看见你怎么样牺牲你自己，成为新人类，新的爱的一个开端。主，我们感谢你，我们需要你的爱进入我们的心，进入我们的生命，进入我们的家庭，进入我们每一对夫妇的感情里面，进入我们每一个家庭做父母对儿女自己的爱。 主啊，求主你改变我们，改变我们的家人，改变我们的社会，改变我们的环境，改变这个国家，改变这个民族，就从我们今天开始。你的永远不改变的爱要改变我们，求主帮助我们，把我们的心打开，大家低头闭眼睛。As
we bow our head and close our eyes,
我很严肃地问你一个问题。Very
solemnly, I want to ask you this question.
有哪一个人？
Is anyone?
你是感谢上帝,
you say praise the Lord.
因为我听见了主的话语,
I have heard God's message tonight.
我知道我需要主,
I know I need God.
主的爱这么伟大,
God's love is so great.
我需要主的爱,
I need God's love.
有这样的人,
these are people.
愿你把你的心打开来,
you want to open your heart.
接受主的爱,
to receive the love of Christ.
请你把手举起来,
just raise your hand.
举了放下,
and then put it down.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
感谢主,
and then put it down.
就是我愿意接受主的爱,
you say you want to receive the love of God,
请你把手举起来,
just raise your hand.
还有哪一个人?
Anyone else?
感谢上,
praise the Lord.
记得放下,
just put it down.
还有哪一个人?
Anyone else?
还有没有呢?
Anyone else?
你就求主帮助我,
you say, you pray, say God help me,
给我的生命有个新的开端,
that there's a new beginning in my life.
请你把手举起来,
just raise your hand.
还有哪一个人?
Anyone else?
还有没有呢? 若是没有,
if not,
我们就不要,
we are not going to extend this calling. I want to ask a second question. Anyone you say that I already believe in Jesus, I want to learn more about this love of God. That God will move my heart and to fill my heart.
Through
His love to fill my heart.
有这样的人,
if there are such people, just raise your hand.
有哪一个人? 感谢, 感谢,
praise the Lord.
感谢, 感谢,
praise the Lord.
感谢, 感谢, 我举了放下,
just put it down.
我们第三个问题,
the third question,
有哪一个人,
anyone,
你说呢, 我愿意接受主的恩慈的爱,
I want to receive the love and grace of God,
但我今天还不能确定,
but I cannot make a decision tonight.
我知道这是很美好的事情,
I know this is something good,
但我还有许多的问题还没有解决,
but I still have a question I need to solve.
我愿意更多明白真理,
I want to know more about the truth.
以后我要做决定,
then I want to make a decision later on.
我盼望更多明白追求神的话语,
I want to learn more about God's love and word.
今天你不能决定,
today you cannot make a decision, but you want to know more.
请把手举起来,
just raise your hand.
有哪一个人?
Praise the Lord.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
感谢,
praise the Lord.
感谢主, 还有哪一个人?
Anyone else? Praise the Lord.
感谢主,
just put it down.
我现在问基督徒一个问题,
I want to ask Christian one question.
有哪一个人?
Anyone?
你愿意为这个聚会恳切祷告?
You want to pray very earnestly for this meeting,
而且你把别人带到主的面前,
and to bring others to this meeting and God.
我只问一次,
I only ask for once.
请你注意听好,
just pay attention.
有哪一个人?
Any Christian?
你愿意为这个聚会祷告?
You want to pray for this meeting?
愿你领人到这个聚会里面,
bring others to this meeting?
有这样的人?
If you are,
请把手举起来,
just raise your hand.
有哪一个人? 感谢上帝,
praise the Lord.
感谢上帝,
praise the Lord, just put it down. Tonight I do not invite you to come forward.
我们现在的地头祷告,
Shall we pray?
请大家安静一同祷告。
Shall we pray?
主啊，感谢你已经赐福我们今天第一个晚上的聚会。我们恭敬把费城的华人这几天的布道会带到你的面前。主啊，人不能做什么，你坐在你的宝座上。主啊，是你亲自道成肉身，被吊在木头上，是为人舍命的担当我们的罪，是你亲自成为我们万人的榜样，是从死里复活，成全了永远的主恩，是亲自用你的灵感动我们，传扬你的道，在你的面前为你做见证。说求主的赐福，给我们看见这几天的聚会，有主你的荣耀丰丰富富彰显在我们中间。说离开你，我们不能做什么，所以把你无用的仆人交出给你，求主你捆绑撒旦的作为，你叫撒旦离开这个地方。求主你使我们的祈祷在你面前蒙悦纳，叫这个城市有更多的华侨回到你的面前来。这福音不但是对我们自己的同胞，也是对许多已经败坏退后冷淡的美国人讲的。求主你自己怜悯，听我们祷告，我们恭敬把我们每一位愿意有份的祈祷和领人的工作带到你面前，每一位愿意用你的爱来复兴我们自己家庭生活的带到你面前，还有一些有困难需要再继续更多明白你真理有追求心智的弟兄姊妹，我们带到你面前。因为今天有好几位愿意接受主你自己的爱，打开他们的心来接受你的，我们为这一切都恭敬交托在你的手里。求主你听我们祷告，与我们同在，我们在你面前仰望祈求，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。我们大家放十字架，十字架，
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。我从此都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。
我们人就站立，我们毛宗明牧师带领我们，就在你的地方，请站立祷告。我们请毛大卫牧师带领。
天父，我们接受你做我们的救主，让我们一生都更追求、更敬拜、更赞美。我今天晚上，我们为了一种约制的，在您面前，主啊，求你的灵去接受他的永远的救主。如果当中中间，我是还在犹豫的，求你的灵及时的带领，随着我们聚会可以停止。你的话在这心中永远的停止，直到人在这个面前蒙恩见得拯救。主啊，求主祝福今天在座的每一个基督徒，主啊，巴不得明天。我们每人带一个人到这个教会来，从来领受你自己的恩典，愿荣耀归给你。我们求助你祝福你的仆人，在你的面前被圣灵大大的充满，借着你的仆人把你的心意完全的呈现出来。主啊，我们恭敬还有三天的聚会带到你面前，求你施恩看顾与我们同在，尊基督的名。
阿门。
阿门。
今天晚上我们聚会就要结束了。
We are going to end our meeting for tonight.
请你注意两样报告。
The two announcements I want to make.
接下去我们给你们一次奉献的机会。
We want to give you a chance to have an offering.
非基督徒的请你不要奉献。
Non-Christians, please do not offer.
这是给基督徒奉献的机会。
This giving the Christian have a chance to offer.
每一个晚上是如此。
We are going to practice every night.
那明天晚上讲完道以后。
And tomorrow night after the sermon.
我们开始解答问题。
We want to have question and answer time.
如果你有信主拦阻的问题。
If you have problems for you so that you would not believe in Jesus.
或者你的朋友。
Or your friend.
你请他来的时候。
When you invite them.
他对基督教有一些的难题。
They have some question about Christianity.
请你们尽量坦白诚实的写下。
Just write it down very honestly.
不必写你的名字。
You do not have to write your name.
所以就没有人知道是谁问的。
Nobody know who asked the question.
你可以自由自在的问。
You can ask any question.
我盼望你诚诚实实为了追求真理而问。
But I hope that you can ask honest questions.
这样我也很诚诚实实为了解答真理而答。
So that I can answer honestly because of truth.
我盼望明天晚上。
I hope that tomorrow night
我们开始这个问题的解答。
We begin this question and answer time.
我们在唱诗的时候。
We're going to sing again.
请举行奉献的人都走到前头来。
Those who are responsible for collecting the offering, please come forward.
我们来举行奉献。我们唱的是第二首。
Number two, hymn number two.
荣耀归于真神。
To God be the glory.